This is KVNF's regional newscast for Monday, March 29th. I'm Gavin Dahl. The Colorado GOP elected a new chair on Saturday. The Colorado Sun reports anti-abortion activist Christy Burton Brown beat out other contenders to take over the job. She was endorsed by Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. The 33-year-old Burton Brown is the first woman to hold the position since the 1970s. The Colorado GOP has less power in the state today than it has had at any other point in the last eight decades. Fewer than 28% of the state's registered voters are Republicans, while about 30% are Democrats and more than 40% are unaffiliated. Three Montrose County students were selected for the prestigious Daniels Scholarship Program. Anthony Ball and Elaram Reyes Powell from Montrose and Aubrey Hamblin from Olathe competed with nearly 2,000 students from Colorado and surrounding states. The prize covers up to $25,000 per year in educational expenses. The Montrose Press reports selection is based not only on academic merit, but also character, leadership potential, and community commitment. The Montrose Recreation Center installed large-scale industrial ionizing fans. The staff used modeling info to determine where the best airflow would be. According to the fitness director, the modeling showed significant reduction in terms of novel coronavirus exposure. The Montrose Press reports the rec center installed 11 ionizing fans in the most heavily used areas. Face coverings and class reservations are still necessary at the Montrose Rec. A comprehensive report on the health of Paonia's trees is set to be made public this week. Kate Redmond spoke to Paula Martin and John Valentine of Paonia's Tree Board to learn more.
3 weeks ago, I interviewed Mayor Mary Backron on the care and, more importantly, the removal of trees in Paonia. At that time, the tree board was not prepared to join the interview, so I was happy when I was able to sit down with Paula Martin, the chair of the tree board, and John Valentine, the tree board's recorder. We talked about Arbor Day, Sick Tree Day, and the inventory of our urban forest that will be made public. How helpful was it to have an arborist come do an extensive assessment of the trees of Paonia?
That was huge. It was exactly what we needed to understand the depth of our urban forest and what we need to do to maintain our forest.
Can you talk a little bit more about that?
We were given recommendations regarding trees that are in fabulous shape, regarding trees that need attention, need some trimming, trees that need watering, trees that probably ought to be cut down. The tree inventory report will be online very soon. The town wanted us, the tree board, to have an opportunity to go through it. It's very detailed.
We needed the input of an arborist because there aren't any arborists in town. In fact, none in really the vicinity. Cammie Long from Colorado Forest Service came in and didn't just advise, but did this entire report that Paula referred to that moves us in a new direction of having more tangible evidence and measurements to work with.
It would appear as though a lot of the trees in the boulevards in Paonia are quite large, quite old growth trees. Would you say that they are ending the end of their life cycle?
I'm not an arborist, but we need to understand the history. A great many of the trees, the huge, beautiful trees that we see, were all planted within the same 10-year period of time, about 100 years ago.
When the town started.
Exactly. And so, yes, some have been cared for more so than others. Some have been neglected. We've seen what has happened to the sidewalks. We know what's happened to the roads. Paonia and its trees have been, I can't say it defines Paonia, but it certainly is a wonderful asset to our community. It also needs to be addressed.
You've had a comprehensive study of all of the trees within the town limits. And now, how is this going to point your way forward?
Well, we have a document with which to work from, as well as needs that have been identified, not just by the report, but ongoing needs that the town has identified. There will be priorities set. It will certainly be an integral part of the decision-making.
I think a good way to think about it, to look at this whole report and look at the outcome of Cammie Long's investigation, is that it's sort of a bell-shaped curve. I think that's something everybody can picture. And at one end, we have some trees that are just fine. In the middle, we have a really big part of the curve that are trees that are pretty low risk, but do have mostly pruning issues. And then out at the other end of the bell curve are some very high risk trees for disease, conflict with sidewalks, you know, all kinds of reasons. The other thing is she made recommendations for this year, for next year, for the following year, and that gives us also a temporal framework to work with. That helps with budgeting and person power, and priorities are important. Can't do it all at once. A little less scientific way of putting it is, I think the most painless way to deal with a lot of really neglected trees is to take out some of the serious problems, replant, so that it doesn't all come in the next decade all at once. So it's a gradual transition.
The town has an easement on the boulevard between the sidewalk and the street where they can cut down trees that they deem problematic. But in my interview with Mary Backron, she said that the town does not prune or otherwise care for these trees. To me, that doesn't make sense. Should the town be maintaining these trees so they don't become problems?
I think that's due diligence on the part of the person who purchases the property. What am I responsible for? To understand when purchasing this property, these are my obligations.
That's municipal standard across the country. There is a certain kind of unfairness or one-sidedness about it, but we're technically responsible for everything out to the middle of the street, we meaning each resident.
There's a provision in the municipal code that trees should not be topped. One listener who objected to some of Mayor Backron's answers to my question said the town did just that some years ago. Are you aware of the topping?
I'm aware of the practice, but no, not the trees or this happening in town.
The whole issue of arborists doing the right sort of job is a problem. I hesitate to say a whole lot, but right now we're working on some kind of certification is the wrong word, but it's still a certification process for anyone who is contracted by the city or works in the city. Let's put it this way. Grand Junction has done it. We're working with them to pattern a system after what they've done. It's very successful, and it's more of a municipal standard. We are addressing that.
So having more apt workers prune those trees.
Exactly.
A couple of weeks ago, there was a public action and children were involved to save a tree that was on Box Elder and Third. What happened there? Did communication break down with the town administration?
Oh, no. It was addressed right away. In fact, there was a stop order to do anything with the tree, even before the kids had their opportunity to protest. So Corinne stopped it until there was more information, is my understanding.
The Tree Board also sponsors Arbor Day. This year will be the fourth annual, and it comes on Friday, April 30th. It is a celebration that involves tree planting, where trees were removed last year, and education on the care of trees. They will also once again host Sick Tree Day. Again, here is John Valentine.
What we did is got some tree and insect experts and got a sign-up list, and on a Saturday at the end of June did site visits and helped people diagnose and intervene with sick trees. Very popular, and a lot of people wanted some free recommendations, and that's what we have. We're going to do it again this year.
For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.
That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Thanks for listening.